So here he is, Rodney Brown from his CD, The Big Lonely, with La Vérendrye.
Hush has sailed to the St. Lawrence Rapids. Algonquins took Champlain up the Georgian Bay. The court of Paul, Radisson, and Crusier. Then came the man, Pierre La Vérendrye. King of France, it gives you no funds for exploration, just license to trade in the Northwest lands. With your four sons, 50 men committed, Lieutenant La Vérendrye, from Montreal you go. Up the northern shore at Kaministiquia you wintered, you traded with the tribes of the Woodland Cree. The guns you trade will come back to haunt you. The Cree will be your brothers and you battle with the Sioux. La Vérendrye, boys just singing. La Vérendrye, singing out your name. La Vérendrye, you'll always be remembered, the explorer La Vérendrye. Built a fort and called it Saint-Pierre. At Fort Saint-Charles on Lac de Bois, you wintered there. The Sioux will show no mercy that night at Lac de Bois. The Assiniboine will greet you when westward you push on. Jean-Baptiste Girel, the son, the priest and the voyageurs, their headless bodies buried now, a broken man moves on. To the great west plains, the cornfields of the Mandans, you leave your sons to carry on, to Montreal you go. La Vérendrye, boys just singing. La Vérendrye, singing out your name. La Vérendrye, you'll always be remembered, the explorer, La Vérendrye. Missouri to the Rockies, go Francois and Pierre, dreaming of discovering the Northwest Passage there. But no western sea, no gateway to China, your sons they will return to you with stories of new lands. Born in Trois-Rivières, the Canadian explorer, the Scots now will follow the paths you bravely laid. Your alliances will not be easily broken. Your native brothers honor you, Pierre La Vérendrye. La Vérendrye, boys just singing. La Vérendrye, singing out your name. La Vérendrye, you'll always be remembered, the explorer, Pierre La Vérendrye. Sailed to the St. Lawrence Rapids. Algonquins took Champlain up to Georgian Bay. The court of Paul, Radisson, and Crusier. Then came the man, Pierre La Vérendrye.
La Vérendrye,
boys just singing.
To bet that later on this evening, just before you go to sleep, the lines of that song will come back to you and you will be saying, La Vérendrye. That was, of course, Rodney Brown, and I've got him on the line. Rodney, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Julie.
Oh, yeah. And we can hear you, too. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
It's really nice to talk to you, too. I'm glad that you happen to be available this evening. You don't have a show this evening, although you've got a very busy itinerary, don't you?
Yeah, I'm doing about 15 shows altogether, and I'm kind of playing my way from Thunder Bay and following Highway 11. I played in a place called Rossport, and then I was in Sault Ste. Marie, and I was a couple of days in North Bay doing some playing there, and heading off to Ottawa tomorrow. So, yeah, I have a night off, and it's very nice to have a night off.
the touring life, can be quite... Quite something.
Yeah, it can be very busy sometimes. And
yeah. You can't be a fussy eater, I think.
Well, there's that too. It's hard. It's difficult, especially in some of the small towns that, you know, I seem to go to. But I'm not a fussy eater, which is a great thing.
Yeah. You're not a vegetarian.
Yeah, I'm not a vegetarian, and I've been known to eat almost anything. So yeah, I'm okay.
So you're headed out to the townships,
yeah.
And I think, is this the first time that you're playing Quebec, or just the first time in the townships?
Well, it's pretty much the first time. I mean, it was so long ago when I played there. I think it was around 1980 was the last time I played there, and it was a pretty quick trip. I played a place in Sherbrooke called the Café de Palais on a Monday night, and then I also played at the University in Montreal, but it was very long ago, so I'm saying that this is my first time. I mean, it feels like my first time anyways, so.
It feels like your first time.
Yeah, it is.
And you were going to head out this way, not only for concerts, but to do some research in Montreal, because I've mentioned that you really love history and, you know, are inspired by history, but tell me what you were going to do in Montreal.
I've been kind of following the footsteps of my hometown's namesake. I was born in Fort William, and Fort William is now Thunder Bay. But it was, it was the big stop after Montreal during the Canadian fur trade days, and was named after William McGilvery. It was like the inland headquarters for the Northwest Company and the fur trade. And I've been to Scotland to retrace his roots there, and of course been in places in Fort William, and then last fall I was in Saskatchewan, and I went to places where he was first posted in the late 1700s. And I've yet to go to Montreal, and he spent quite a bit of time in Montreal, and it would have been, you know, he first went there in 1783, and then he spent about almost 20 years in the Northwest, and then he had a residence in Montreal that he went to every summer after that. And so I wanna see where he lived, or the area where he lived. I don't think his house is there anymore, and just want to get, you know, kind of a sense and kind of a feel what the area might have been like way back then.
And another one of your stops is going to be in Ontario, in a little town. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Yeah, well, it's called Williamstown. It's not named after him. It's a small town. It's just north of Cornwall, and it boasts the oldest log house in Ontario. It's a very old area for, you know, the first, I guess, Europeans that came up after the American Revolution. And also in Williamstown is there's a house there that the Bethune House, where David Thompson went to after David Thompson explored Western Canada for 25 years. He took all his drawings back to Williamstown and made his map of the northwest of Canada. And his map was 10 feet long and 7 feet high. And I have been to this house, and I was shown, you know, the desk where David Thompson worked on his map. And there's now a computer on the desk, but it is the same desk, and it's pretty cool. So I'm really excited about playing there also. I'll be there at the Norwester Museum. And it's a museum kind of devoted to those early days of the Canadian fur trade and people that were involved in that and the loyalists that were around at that time too. Well, a lot of Scottish history. I'm my mother was a Grant, and so I think part of my interest is perhaps in my blood, but also it's, you know, I'm just kind of fascinated in that era, and you know, I think there's lots of unknown stories and unknown Canadian heroes that I, you know, want to sing about and let people know about, kind of a thing. So the whole thing's very exciting for me, and I'm really looking forward to playing in Richmond for the Historical Society.
So, well, we are looking forward to having you.
Yeah.
Just to go back a bit to David Thompson's map, I'm trying to imagine this massive map, 7 feet by 10 feet. Have you seen it?
there is a copy, I'm not sure if it's the original or not, that it's in the Ontario Archives in Toronto, and I'm not sure if it's still like this, but it used to walk into the lobby of the archives. It's downtown Toronto, I can't remember the exact street, and there's a curtain, and there's a little button, and you press the button, and the curtain opens up, and there is the map, and, you know, it is those dimensions, and it's quite something to see. It's I don't know if many of your listeners know about David Thompson, but he, you know, of course, back then he did all the equations by looking at the stars and, you know, mathematical equations, and people have today, cartographers today have, with this satellite imagery, have compared his map to modern day maps, and it's incredible just how accurate he was during those days, and it's quite amazing what he did. And he also, you know, he also was the first European to discover the navigable passage across Canada. When he descended the Columbia River, he found a way for the canoes to go all the way to the Pacific Ocean and onward to China from there. And so he was able to accomplish a lot. He and his wife, Charlotte Small, and their 13 children who traveled with him. And, you know, and of course, wherever he went, he was meeting, you know, First Nations peoples for the first time. And he learned to speak, I think, almost every native language between, you know, Sault Ste. Marie and the West Coast. And he became quite fluent in all the languages and was able to talk and listen to elders and chiefs and find out where to go next and things like that. And it's quite fascinating, really.
So as you say, we just have a fascinating and passionate history, and it's really important to keep it alive and to keep looking for these stories that we realize where we came from and, you know, what our heritage is.
It's something that I've kind of come onto just in the last few years. My first historical album was called The Big Lonely, and it came out in 2004, and Northland is kind of a sequel to that. Mm-hmm. And it's quite amazing. And, you know, the modern day historians are really doing great work, and there is lots of writings out there, and, you know, lots of the early fur traders and explorers did keep journals, so there's lots of things that we can read to find out about.
So you're going to be coming to play. You're touring solo on your own.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, little old me and
just little old you and your banjo and guitar.
Yeah, and I got my jaw harps with me too. So,
well, that should be fun.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about these two latest albums, Northland and The Big Lonely. But you have quite a lot of albums out there, and you recorded for children as well, didn't you? You still work with kids, don't you?
I do, and in fact, in this tour, I just did 4 children's shows this last couple of days here in North Bay and Mattawa, and I still do that. This last decade, I've been focusing in on, you know, my adult material. I started recording when I was in my 20s and had my first album out in 1977, and it was, I guess, the mid-80s and into the 90s. I also got into children's music, partly because I had my own children, and there's some interest there, And also it just meant that I could play more gigs and I can make more money to pay the mortgage, kind of a thing. But it's certainly something I love. I really like kids a lot, and it's fun to play for them. But it's really the historical stories, you know, that I like to do, and they're a little bit too complicated for the young minds. they just like to have fun,
yes.
Which is great too.
Which is great too.
Yeah. So this last decade, I've been getting back into, you know, playing for adults, but I still get lots of requests to play for kids too. So that's fine.
And you don't turn them down.
I don't. No.
No.
Yeah.
So we're going to go out with a track from The Big Lonely.
Great.
Probably the title track. Would you set it up for us?
Yeah, the Big Lonely is a term that the boys used to describe the Northwest, and historically, the Northwest was everything north of Superior and west to the Pacific Ocean and north to the Arctic. It was a large, vast, unexplored area, and the Big Lonely is a song once again about my hometown's namesake, William McGilvery, who came to be the director of the Canadian Fur Trade for the Northwest Company.
Well, thank you very much, Rodney Brown. It's been wonderful speaking with you, and have a very safe journey as you work your way out to the townships.
Thank you very much, Julie. Nice talking to you.
It's been very nice talking to with
All
you.
All right.
Take care.
You too.
That was Rodney Brown, and he will be performing this Saturday evening at the Melbourne Township Town Hall at 8 p.m., an intimate solo concert of his wonderful historical songs. If you want any information, you can call me here at the station at 819-822-1838, or you can contact the president of the Richmond Historical Society, Nick Fonda, at 819-826-2534, 819-826-2534. So here is the title track of Rodney's before last CD, The Big Lonely.
Exhaust your mind, make a strong man weak. The year is 1783, spent 30 days at sea. Got across this mighty ocean. The Highlanders have fled New York for Montreal canoe. Great Lakes of black spruce, the Northwest rendezvous. The voyageurs, the Coeur d'Abois, the Ojibwe and the Cree. They know how a man can fall for the Big Lonely. Fort Kaministerquoi will soon bear my name. From a highland farm in the Scottish hills to a prince on an inland sea. The ice is gone, the lakes are free. Linen threads and seeds, poor point blankets for the winters, pigs of rum to keep you warm. Dress like kings and dance till dawn. Mm-hmm. artisans will love the land and walks of fur trade, and we'll win those battles in 1812, but they'll give it all away in the Treaty of Ghent, the government and the big headstone with a tribute to them all, the mother of the country, the daughter of the land. We leave you poor with beggar's hand. London town, the deal was signed 1821. Hudson Bay Company had finally won. The Ojibwe chiefs and all the tribe marched into the Great Hall, and the hunger and death were the black.
Once again, Rodney Brown will be in concert on this Saturday, May 15th, at the Melbourne County Town Hall. That's at 1257 Route 243 in Melbourne. Just the little, not too far from the exit off the 55. You can call here for some more information if you want, 819-822-1838. And we will be going to messages in a few seconds.
The big clone.